Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. You know, we like to dig into what kids are learning about these days, and today we're looking at The Juice, that educational app that some of you might have heard of.
Yeah, it's a really interesting mix of stuff today. I mean, from, you know, like daring sea rescues to the global diabetes epidemic, okay, and even a little bit of boxing history thrown in.
Yeah, really something for everyone. Okay, so first up, picture this. A small catamaran adrift in the Atlantic. It starts taking on water, and the four people on board are in serious trouble. They manage to send out an SOS.
Oh, no.
And guess who comes to their rescue?
Someone passing by. A fishing boat.
A massive Disney cruise ship.
No way, really?
I know, right?
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
It's the Disney Treasure. A 340-meter luxury liner, just dwarfing this tiny 15-meter catamaran.
Wow.
And get this, it was on its maiden voyage, not even officially open yet.
Wow.
And it just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Talk about luck.
It really is a real-life story of, you know, unexpected heroism. And just a good reminder that sometimes help comes from the most surprising places.
Absolutely. And speaking of unexpected discoveries, The Juice also covered the recent discovery of a gigantic coral reef off the Solomon Islands.
No way.
Yeah, it's so large, over 600 meters long and 400 meters wide, that researchers initially thought it was a shipwreck.
Whoa, that's huge. That's bigger than a football field. To think that this whole incredible ecosystem has been thriving under the waves, basically unnoticed until now.
Really highlights how much we still don't know about our oceans.
For sure.
And you know, it's a good opportunity to talk with kids about ocean conservation, especially with climate change, you know, being such a threat to coral reefs.
Absolutely. So we have one story of human, I guess, vulnerability at sea, and another about a thriving natural wonder. I feel like we're already seeing some interesting themes here about the power of nature, and I guess the balance of life on our planet.
Yeah, for sure. And those themes kind of continue when we move to a story with a bit of a different tone. The global diabetes epidemic.
All right.
The Juice reported that rates have doubled since 1990, and now over 800 million people are living with the disease.
Wow. And the thing that really struck me is that more than half of those people aren't receiving treatment. I mean, what's going on there? Is it a lack of access to healthcare, lack of awareness? Or is it a little bit of both?
It's a complicated issue, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's a chance to talk with kids about, you know, global health and the challenges different countries face when it comes to providing health care.
Right, because some countries have, you know, universal health care and others rely more on private insurance. So it's different everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Sadly, this story of a global health crisis leads us to another challenging topic in The Juice today. The war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's been 1,000 days since the Russian invasion and The Juice, you know, highlighted the recent air attacks on Ukraine's energy systems, which has left millions of people without power in freezing temperatures.
Oh, wow.
It's just a heartbreaking situation, and it really brings home the devastating human cost of this conflict. I can only imagine how kids are processing this.
Yeah.
Trying to understand what's happening.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a reminder that sometimes we got to talk about these tough topics with young people, and it's an important chance to talk about peace and understanding different sides in a conflict.
For sure.
Yeah, it can be tough to figure out how to even start these kinds of conversations. But, you know, these stories are out there, and kids are thinking about this stuff.
That's true. Well, changing gears a bit here, The Juice also covered that boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. I've got to admit, I was kind of curious about that one myself.
Yeah, it was quite a spectacle.
It was.
50 million people watched it. You know, the YouTube star versus the boxing legend.
And Paul even had those shorts, you know, with Tyson's face on them.
Yeah.
It seems like there's some mutual respect there, despite the age difference and the whole influencer versus pro thing.
It's interesting, right? It makes you think about role models today and what that even means anymore. Who are kids looking up to and what are they learning from them?
You know what? That's a really good question. And how different those role models are from, say, like 50 years ago. Speaking of inspiring figures from way back when, The Juice also talked about Selma Lagerlöf.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about her.
She was a Swedish author. And back in 1909, she became the first woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Wow, that's incredible.
Her books are all about social justice and spirituality and human connection. The Juice even had a quote from her, something like, "Whenever life gets tough, you can always find comfort in a good book."
I love that.
Me too. Like, she's reminding us that stories can take us away to another place, they can help us make sense of the world, or just give us a break from it all. You know, thinking about it now, that feels like a really nice way to tie all of these stories together.
Yeah, I see what you mean. We've got adventure and resilience, scientific discovery, conflict, personal inspiration. It's like the Juice is giving kids a little taste of everything, the good and the bad.
And maybe that's the point, to show kids that the world is this complex place, full of challenges and opportunities, and to encourage them to go out there and engage with it all.
Yeah, exactly. These stories, as different as they are, can help kids develop critical thinking skills, empathy, a sense of wonder.
So for those of us who aren't reading The Juice every day, it can be a nice reminder to stay curious, to keep learning, and to have these kinds of conversations with the young people in our lives.
It is, and it's also a reminder that learning doesn't have to stop when you leave school. It's happening everywhere. You just have to look for it.
Yeah, it is amazing how much The Juice packs in, you know, giving kids a glimpse into all these different parts of the world. I'm curious what really stood out to you from today's stories.
You know, for me, it's those two ocean stories side by side. On one hand, you have how fragile people are compared to the power of the ocean, like those seafarers just drifting, hoping to be found. And then right there under the surface is this massive, thriving coral reef. It's like nature saying, hey, I'm still here.
That's such a good point. It's like even with all the challenges, there's still so much beauty and strength out there. Before we go, I want to leave you with something to think about. Imagine you could talk to any of the people from these stories. The seafarers who were rescued, the scientists who found the coral reef, Mike Tyson, even Selma Lagerlöf. What's the one question you'd ask them?
Oh, that's a tough one. It makes you really think about what you'd want to know from people who have seen and done such incredible things. Maybe you'd ask about courage or determination or how they stay creative.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.